Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with mayors from around New York meeting in Albany and asking again for more state aid.
Yeah, the story by our reporter, Rick Carlin, looks back at how a panel was set up by Governor Andrew Cuomo 4 years ago to rethink local mandates and give some relief to local governments, but that died without even a whimper, according to some of the people attending the conference at the Albany Hilton on Monday, and it didn't accomplish much at all. It was started by Cuomo back in 2012, and it was supposed to stimulate some thinking about how to cut needless regulations and red tape. And one of the people who spoke to the conference was State Senator Jack Martins. He's a Republican from Long Island and a former mayor of Mineola. And he agreed that local officials need some relief. A lot of them were complaining that the state needs to come up with more money. They say that the governor has not included local governments in his plan to spend more than $5 billion of surplus. That's the money that came from a series of bank settlements. They'd like to see some of that go towards rebuilding local municipal infrastructure and broken down sewer systems and crumbling sidewalks. And they don't like the idea of having to compete with each other for a slice of a $1.5 billion economic development aid package, which Cuomo wants to fund with part of that big settlement from the banks. So they're looking for more money. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul talked to them, and she urged them to continue to pressure Albany and also press for the governor to clean up the corruption at the Capitol.
Something also taxing those municipalities mayors have to rule over is the idea of where to put all this recent snow.
Keisha Kluke, our reporter who keeps an eye on all things local, talks about how there just isn't any place in like Albany and Schenectady and Troy sometimes to put the snow. The cities have to come in with bulldozers and truck away the snow because the streets are so narrow and the piles of snow are sometimes higher than the stop signs, and they can be quite dangerous, and it makes it difficult for two lanes of traffic. So that's what's going on now. It is hazardous, and now that this latest round of snow has ended, that's the task at hand, spending quite a bit of money and a lot of effort to clear the streets, get ready for the next one, I guess.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.